This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Mexico's Supreme Court unanimously ruled on Tuesday that penalizing and criminalizing abortion is unconstitutional, a major victory for advocates of women's health and human rights. The decision in the world's second biggest Roman Catholic nation means that courts can no longer prosecute abortion cases, and follows Argentina's historic legalization, which took effect earlier this year. It also comes as a growing feminist movement has taken to the streets in Mexico to press for change, including calls to end anti-abortion laws on the books in much of the country. Hundreds of mostly poor Mexican women have been prosecuted for abortion, while at least several dozen remain jailed. A trial in Paris of unprecedented scale starts under high security on Wednesday to judge 20 men suspected of involvement in a jihadist rampage across the capital on November 13, 2015, the deadliest attack in peacetime France. Some 130 people were killed and hundreds wounded when gunmen with suicide vests targeted six bars and restaurants, a concert hall, and a sports stadium. With police on high alert, streets will be cut off to cars and pedestrians around the courthouse in central Paris. Those authorized to attend the trial will have to go through multiple checkpoints before being allowed in a specially built courtroom and other rooms where the hearings will be broadcast. The trial will last 9 months, with about 1,800 plaintiffs and more than 300 lawyers taking part in what a French official has described an unprecedented judicial marathon. The verdict is expected in late May. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Health officials in the southern U.S. state of Louisiana said Tuesday they are revoking the licenses of nursing homes that were evacuated to a warehouse where seven residents died amid conditions deemed to be unacceptable and unsafe after Hurricane Ida. Authorities found some nursing home residents lying on mattresses on the floor without food or clean clothes and detected strong odors of urine and feces throughout the warehouse. Piles of trash were on the floor, and officials say water entered the building and generators at least temporarily failed. A health department lawyer called the conditions, quote, inhumane. Dozens of people in the U.S. died last week because of the storm, but most deaths were in the Northeast, where many were caught off guard. Ida made landfall in the southern Gulf Coast, where residents and businesses there had more than a day to prepare. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Tuesday he won't change how he campaigns after he and others were hit by gravel rocks thrown by an anti-vaccine protester during the campaign this week. Trudeau has faced increasingly hostile protests by what he calls anti-vax mobs ahead of the September 20th election. During a campaign stop Monday, Trudeau and some journalists were hit by gravel stones thrown by a protester as he boarded his campaign bus. Police say they're investigating and are asking the public for information about the incident. Trudeau claims Canadians are proud of the fact that Canada is not like the United States and he won't change. He said, quote, Canadians are reassured and even proud of the fact that we're not the United States, that a prime minister or a candidate can walk down the street without fear of being attacked. Last month, a Trudeau campaign was canceled because of security concerns. The Taliban on Tuesday announced an all-male interim government for Afghanistan that's stacked with veterans of their hardline rule from the 1990s and the 20-year battle against the U.S.-led coalition. The move seems unlikely to win the international support the new leaders desperately need to avoid an economic meltdown. Appointed as interior minister was a man who's on the U.S.'s most wanted list with a $5 million bounty on his head and is believed to still be holding at least one American hostage. He headed the feared Haqqani network that is blamed for many deadly attacks and kidnappings. The announcement came hours after Taliban fighters fired their guns into the air to disperse protesters in Kabul and arrested several journalists. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.